we now went on and recapped what we did over Rosh Hashanah during one of the Shiurim. We took up the figures of the relationship between Shaltiya Shofet, the Tefillah, Malchus, Chronos, and also Kedilah Ivavik Sutton and the Rambam about the whole concept of Shofar and Shuvah.
Rama taken the Rosh Hashanah. He wants Rama taken, Rahman Amatiku. Elo Rama Marian. Marian, Rahman Amatikashua. Rama taken a Marian. Rama taken a Marian Kashini Yashman.
One, two,
taken a Marian Kashini owned it.
The
more it's Kasha, why you take a Marian? Why do you do it? The same Gemara, same shot the Rambam gives in Marne Vachem. Same shot the Rambam gives in Marne Vachem. A Satan doesn't mean an extraneous existence, an extraneous entity that is hovering about the Shofar. But it means one's own evil inclination. Okay. Now what's bothering the Ran? So the Gemara is very good. So the Ran says that really, that while they mocked him with Kiyas and Yusha, even though they should have been mocked him, the ones that aren't Seder Brachos, because Shehen Iker, because those are the evil ones, because that's the Kima Mitzvah, right? So he said, "Lefisha Ilo, you might be Minoyson, Efshishlo, Yochoshin, Achakach, with Kiyas and Yusha." That's an interesting thing. Ron says that So there's two types. But Ron establishes anymore. There's two types of tkiyas. There's tkiyas la'avim is a satan. No halacha tkiyas, luset. Then there's a tkiyas the kima mitzvah. Right? So Ron says, but still the problem. Why didn't they first have? The first tkiyas should be the tkiyas the kima mitzvah. Actually, the first tkiyas. Right? Not the tkiyas to be about a sudden. Why? Because if you be yetsu with those tkiyas, it wouldn't be tkiyas b'shlei musa. Be yetsu with the person who has mind, be yetsu with the first tkiyas, then it'll be missing the tkiyas b'shlei musa, the tkiyas b'shlei musa. You should have the tkiyas b'shlei musa, I'll say the brachas first. Just like you don't say Krishna in the morning before you say it with the brachas, because otherwise be yetsu Krishna, that's the end of it. Right? Okay. So what did he say? He says because then they would never listen to the second set of tkiyas. The set of tkiyas, a lot of a sudden, they would never listen to it. Right? That's what the Rav says. Okay? In the petition of Yusha, should be judicially resolved through the base of Shal Seder Brachas. Okay. Right? Rav Hashem says like this. Rav Hashem says like this. What's the pshat? I said, now why do they blow before? Why do they blow before? Rav Hashem was bothered. Why do they blow the petition of Yusha, right? The reason is because really the Gemara has to cash it. He tries to call it to Gemara. Because really, the Gemara has to cash like this. The Gemara has to cash a wine in blonde shachos because reason like dim la mitzvahs, right? But the Gemara has to put the jets on malchus shana, right? But Rav HaShulchan wanted to say that the tekius in the Yishuv is done because to keep it as close as possible to the original zera of Shachris. Keep it as close as possible to this. There's Elias who says, V'lachein k'desh lo l'hachak asma mitakona harishena. No, they shouldn't change the first takana, too distant from the first takana. Kokach, ulakare v'tekius yaisu l'shachris, and to make the tekius close to the Shachris, the Elias may as reason am I deem it. The mitzvahs, the skin of the sky, achak kriyas and tarah, kredah musaf. Rizel irvu v'asad. Shiroh kame shiroh is reason the mitzvahs. Shafi shigoyz on land, the tomakam is amtsin the kayam of mitzvahs, a b'yetzes eis, v'yetzeros, shimikedem what are you, take them right palm achas. Rav is there, shnei palm. Okay. We got this bow, what's the problem? We said the Ron definitely can't set up chatting around. Impossible. Right? Because the Ron asks the kasha, why are you madden the tkiyas to me, you should have to tkiyas to me, omeh. You understand?
Well,
so in other words, so that what?
Because
he said so.
The answer is because the special thing of tshuva.
So according to him, that's the Gemara's kasha. According to the Aruch Hashulchan, that's the Aruch Hashulchan's chat. That's the Gemara's kasha. In other words, the Gemara's kasha was why do you blow tshuva to Meishiv? So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is Av Asatim. Why is Av Asatim? Means reason like doing the mitzvahs according to him, right? So what's the Ron's kasha? The Ron says you should have reversed the order. The Ron's kasha was you should have first had tefillah in Musaf itself, and then later you should have tefillah in the Yishuv. You know what I mean? According to him, that's no kasha. The reason why they made tefillah in the Yishuv was to be mekarvet, to be closer before Musaf. That's the Gemara's answer, according to him. You understand what I mean? But we said that Bechlali, the hope shot is difficult. Anyway, the Ron, you see, the Ron definitely does not snap shot. But Bechlali, the hope shot is difficult. Why? Because the Ron says, on the contrary, they should have been mocked in the tekius of Musaf. Tekius of the Misha. They should have tekius Misha later. Tekius Lava something should have been later, right? So, right? Why? Because, for a very simple reason, because the Kiyam of Mitzvah is the important tekius. The reason why dealing with Mitzvah makes sense, if you do the Mitzvah properly, they can't say I'm mocked in the Mitzvah so much that I, what do you call it, that I do the Mitzvah wrong in the wrong way before. I mean, the Ron, the Iker, that's the Ron's Kasha. The Ron's Kasha is the Ron's Shehein Iker, because the Iker Kiyam of Mitzvah has to be through the Kiyas with the Brachos. So say, I love the Mitzvah so much, I'll do it without the Brachos right away, I can't wait. I mean, it's nutty. And that's not the reason I do the Mitzvah. He's in the framework of Halacha, within the standard of the Kiyam of Mitzvah. But not that he's becoming emotionally crazy about a Mitzvah. We carry him away, we get nuts. And also, one's Lulu for Sutton, a little for the, anyway. Twice Lulu. Every dollar meaning. Twice Kriya Satara, once for the Sutton, once for everything. I've done twice. You double all the Mitzvah in the Torah. Put on four, once for Sutton, once for me. You know, what kind of Halacha is this guy? Right? But they're really in Shefa, there's two Kiyam. See? In Shefa, there's a Kiyam Zikarin, right? A Kiyam of Ritzui, of Pankar Sparkle. Varaya, well, what's the biggest raya? Because Shefa show par is possible. Really, a Shefa from any animal is kashya. There's even a Shiloh, some of them kashya even from a Shefa animal, Bandit Mea. Any horn at all is good. Even from Bandit Mea. I would pass it, you shouldn't take Bandit Mea. The day is only Bandit Mea. The only exception is Shefa show par. Okay? So why is Shefa show par excluded? Because Egla is up, so it lacks in Ritzel. And you see that there's a key in Ritzi in Shefa. And that's why the Rambam says that there's a remes for tshuva. It's a remes for tshuva. But key in Ritzi is a part of halacha. Tshuva is an extension of Ritzi. Because tshuva leads to Ritzi. Tshuva makes the gavra acceptable. It's tshuva, right? So really, tshuva is the key in Shefa. So the thing is like this. That because what the Chum did was like this. Because there's technicalities in Shefa, right? So there's two parts to Shefa. There's a technical Kiyam HaMitzvah, right? And then there's a Kiyam Tshuva in Shefa, right? Because there's different than any other Kiyam HaMitzvah. Other Kiyam HaMitzvah is just the Kiyam HaMitzvah, that's it. Even though everything leads to a person's perfection, but in the structure, it's not part of the structure of the Mitzvah. In Shefa, it's part of the structure of the Mitzvah, right? So therefore, Chazal and Masak in two sets of Kiyas. See, but everyone should be aware that in Shefa there's a Shefa for Kiyam HaMitzvah, and then there's a Shefa for Kiyam of Ritzoi. See, that's the Kiyas the Meishiv and Kiyas the Omer. That's why the Ron asked, they should have switched it. Not about a lot of the something before or after. I've not heard it. the takana was two sets of tkiyas. Really, the truth is midrashic mekayim both with one. But people would know when you just came on the so Chazal made an extra set of tkiyas. But you should be aware that there's a tkiya in tshuva, tkiya in retri in shayfa. You see? Two separate kima. It's one kima mitzvah, but there's a separate kima ritually as part of the structure, so as a kima shayfa. Of course, if a person doesn't do tshuva, then you can't say, not yet for shayfa, not yet for shayfa, shayfa musa. You know what I mean? The ritual is not for shayfa musa. The ritual is not. The ritual is not for shayfa musa. Kima ritual. There's a kima ritually in shayfa. In other words, that the kima's a current. That the Shafer, the Kerl Shafer, should be Maratha the Gavra. Shafer is a Ritzu for the Gavra. If the Gavra is a Shav, so then the Kerl Shafer is more of a Maratha. What? Yes, the Shuva. So it turns out that Shuva, the Gavra is a Shav, Gavra is Shuva, so there's complete the key and Ritzu of the Kerl Shafer. Because the Ritzu of Shafer has to be on somebody. It's not a Ritzu. It's a Ritzu on the Gavra. You know what I mean? So the Kiyam Ritzu is completed by the Tshuva. So therefore, La'avra Tassot, that's what says La'achmiyas Ayeta. Why? Because in Shefer, it's not Stamazai, but in Shefer, there's an actual Kiyam Ritzu. You know what I mean? So therefore, the Chum made two separate keys, so people should be aware that there was, that there's a Kiyam Ritzu in Shefer. That's what it says. That was it, right? Yeah, that if they would have done it just... Right. Then it wouldn't be good. Why? Because then they wouldn't have to
show for
it.
After that, they wouldn't
have been there. Yeah. I don't think there's different around. That the Kiyam, there's no around that the Kiyam Ritzui, one thing you could have stolen around, one thing that's still unusual. In real restaurants, Kasha should reverse the order. No good. Because if you had the key, if the gap was a shove before, I'm saying, so then the gavra is a shav before. So then it's no good. Then it's good. Why? Because then the shati hears the shayfa shel mitzvah. So the ritzu will be complete. But if you have the ritzu later, or the kiyam ritzu later, or the second afterwards, right? So the gavra is here for the tkiyas already. You know what I mean? So it's mitzvah shayna b'shem l'sa. So what Google will do to have the tkiyas later? You know what I mean? That's made a little difficult.
Right, okay, right, 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 right
You know what I mean? Yes, if you have the Pesha Musa. Not that the Pesha is that the Peter Ramsley, yes, Ram says that even the Afrika Kishesh Rashan just comes through, Ram is Yeshway. Claim Ari Hashem Shasham in a don in the Kitumita de Maska. Right? What's the Pesha? Pesha is like this. That Shefer is Machayevich. Shad is that Shefer, it's true that there's Ritzi in Shefer. That's why it's so. And that's why, since there's Ritzi in Kapara and Shefer, Shefer is a Maratza, Machapa. So therefore, it is a, that's why it is related to Tshuva. But what is the relationship to Tshuva? The relationship to Tshuva is not that the key and reach is great, that's a separate point. The relationship to Tshuva is that the Shefer is a Mechayev in Tshuva. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, you translate this Rambam literally. What does it mean? What does it mean? Wake up, right? So it means Chizu B'Tshuva. The Chizu B'Tshuva. So what is Rambam saying? To translate it technically, if you define it, what is Rambam saying? Rambam is saying that Shefer is a Mechayev in Tshuva. Isn't that what he's saying? What does that mean? The chitz of my sechel, the chitz of the tshuva, right? What I'm telling you, that the sheikh is telling you this, right? What does the Sheikh is telling you this? What does it mean? Because what does it mean? It sounds reminds it. It means that the Sheikh is Mechayev Yon Shuvah. The Sheikh is Mechayev Yon Shuvah. So therefore, that would be even better. So therefore, that's why they made two separate kiyas. Kiyas the Mu'ur Yushiva, kiyas the Mu'umim. Why? One is for the Kiyam and Mitzvah, the Exasic Kasim. That's around that's first. Why? Because you kiss Sheikh Rosh Hashanah, Exasic Kasim, after you get to Kiyam Mitzvah, like any other Mitzvah. But then there's another thing, that Shefer is Machayev and Tshuva. You know what I mean? Shefer is Machayev and Tshuva, right? And the Ram brings down energy, but I can't be stomach already. That's be some formulation there, right? So the formulation is that Shefer is a Machayev and Tshuva. Since Shefer is a Machayev and Tshuva, so they made another set of Tkiyas. Tkiyas the Meyushas. Tkiyas the Meyushas for the Kiyam Tshuva. That Shefer is Machayev. Now the Ram's cash is very good. That means that the order is wrong. First, you should have what? The Kiyama Mitzvah, the Kiyas Shefer, the Shehi Mikra, Allah Seder. That's the Kiyas the Mu'ud. And then later, after that, we'll have a separate set of Kiyas. Separate set of Kiyas to the idea of the Om that the Chayim and Shuvah. That's Lachni Yasa Yeter. You understand me? Right. Which is associated, the Kiyam, you see that in Shefer, Allah is the Kiyam Mitzvah, right? Well, Mitzvah, is made sense to the Kiyam Ritzu and Shefer. That's why it makes sense that Shefer is Machayev and Tshuva. The Ritzu of Shefer is Machayev and Tshuva. I'm saying that the Shefer, when the Rambam says the Shefer is the Rambam, obviously the Shefer is an exact concept. The Rambam is poema. Uri Yishem Mishin Asana Vedomatare Hikitz Vatare Masana Vechitzu Maisechem Vechitzu Vatshuva Vezichru Barachem Eilo Hashechem Sanz Havi Yizman Vesheidim Kol. It's Parsha. Where does this Parsha come from? And Ram says that the Shefer is saying, Uri Yishem Mishnasa, right? What is it saying? What's it means? Machayev and Tshuva. Halachically, what is it? This isn't the Chas HaChom, this is the Raisa. Ram's talking about the Raisa. Ram's talking about the Raisa. This is the Raisa. I mean, it's not the Ram doesn't make this up. It's not the Chas HaChom can come along and say all of a sudden that that you have to be Tshuva now, or meet the Chana. It's the Raisa. It means that it must exist with a Raisa. Mishnas, Moshe Rabbeinu, what should I do by Shefer? Rashi may tell you, you must do tshuva. Chitzu der chetam chetam tshuva. So see, shefer is mechayev and tshuva. Right? All right, so there's the structure of the kiyama mitzvah, that's one. The zeras hakas of the kiyama mitzvah of shefer, right? But then there's a second thing. That shefer is also mechayev and tshuva. Right? So the chachamim made two separate kiyas in order to make this known. In order to be the person should realize it. That there's the kiyama mitzvah of shefer. And then there's the mechayev of tshuva. Shefer is mechayev and tshuva also. So therefore, they made it to the Meyushim. But now the Ram is very good. The Ram says he could reverse the order. First have the, what do you call it, the Kiyama Mitzvah of Shefer, right? And then later... Right. Now, what about Ritzui? Ritzui fits in like this, because you see that in Shefer, there's a halacha of Ritzui. Ritzui is Kapara, right? Ritzui by problem, it's Kapara. So you see, that's the relationship between the Mechayev of Tshuva and between the Kiyama Mitzvah of the Shefer. Because the Ritzui is Mechayev and Tshuva. The Ritzui is Mechayev and Tshuva. Once a person is Meritzui, you can't just stand away. I mean, we're Ritzui for what? That's something, you know, some reason for it. You know, there's some basis. So it's Mechayev and Tshuva. The Ritzui is Mechayev and Tshuva. You understand what I mean? The Ritzui is Mechayev and Tshuva. Therefore, now everything's very good. Now the round is good. What's body? What's the right, you don't need two separate keys, right? But what is the key to the bottom? Why do they make that key? They didn't make it some of it. It's on their own mind, make it more clear. Anyway, why do they do other mitzvahs? Another question. Why do other mitzvahs for all of a sudden? The answer is because the fact is that Midaraisa, Shefer, Machayev, and Tshuva. In order to demonstrate this, they made a separate set of keys because people think it's a regular key or mitzvah like any mitzvah. They call me out to the mitzvah and go home in the pocket. You know, we've had it before. They put it before the right thing because then nobody's going to listen afterwards. That's what the rat says. The reason is it wouldn't be, so the whole purpose of that car is going to be, in other words, Ritzu is not just for nothing. Ritzu means that the government is misrata, right? Okay, but he has to complete the job. He has to do tshuva. It's Machayev and Tshuva. He can't just walk away. It makes sense.
How can you work through
Ron's Kasha. And Rav Kashi is seated in the order the way he is. Could be the other, it was all the other way. I don't know. I'll say his way to Ram. Otherwise, the Ram has to say this way. The Ram definitely says there's Mahayim. No question about that. The Pesach Kashi, Kis and Mishu Bibal Pesach. You can't get the Kima Mitzvah over there, and now you're eating more. Pesach, Bal Pesach is not in the, not a lot in the Mice on Mitzvah. How many times do the Mice on Mitzvah? Not a lot of the ends do the Mice on Mitzvah once, not many times. A lot in the Tzuras on Mitzvah. The Mice in the Chetzish on Mitzvah. The Tzuras on Mitzvah, you Mice. But not how many times. Repetition is not Bal Pesach. Okay. Our place is to change the Tzuras and Mitzvah. Like five tzitzis on a beggar. Changing the Tzuras and Mitzvah. That's Bal Pesach.
So what is not
but not, why not to do it many times. Not to do the mice.
Why is it just do
it? No, because you blow 1,000 times. So listen, as long as you blow it the right way, there's no that could mean the person does the Mitzvah many more than times than he's supposed to. That's one type of Bal Pesach, right? And then, you're doing more than he's supposed to, right? Then this is, but the Pesach, that's not called Bal Pesach.
Yeah.
Right? Bal Pesach is only when you add to the structure of the mitzvah. The mitzvah says take 4 meaning you take 5. When you add to the structure of the mitzvah, that's Bal Pesach. But just to do the mitzvah 15 times, the Pesach do it once, it's not Bal Pesach. No, you're doing the mitzvah, it's a rasha. The issue is to change the source of mitzvah. He says, if you're going to tell me that repetition, I'll put it in the question. If you're going to tell me repetition doesn't do the job, not on 8 days right? You're only repeating the mitzvah. Why you have 9
and
the mitzvah? Instead of a simplification, Shmanyam, he's distorting the identity of the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah, the character of the mitzvah. But the only way, if you distort the character of the mitzvah, then it's a. Now the question of the relationship between the Kiyas and the Brachas, Kiyas and Machmas Zuzu, Brachas and Machmas Zuzu, the whole business of it. Rashi learns a very difficult pshat. Rashi learns Kiyas and Brachas and Machmas Zuzu. He learns pshat that all the time Kiyas are Machmas Brachas, which means in Tainus. But over here in Rosh Hashanah, Kiyas and Brachas are Machmas Zuzu. So it comes out that the Rashi learns the same way. Right? The Rashi learns the same way? Yeah. It comes out that if you don't blow, shayfer, so your brachas are incomplete. If you don't say brachas, your shayfer is no good. So they ask the kasha, and half a kasha. The Gemara says later that the guy has a choice to go to one of two cities, right? Where they blow shayfer, so she goes to one that blows shayfer. You say machfer to the zoo, what is going to help them? That's a kasha. I know it's kasha. All right. We're about to say it's shot, but the only thing is difficulty. I'll get back to you. Plus, it's like this. I went to Rashi. Oh, went to also had a Ramban. The Ramban's cash. What's Ramban's cash? I might do a little bit. Machlek is Rashi Ramban in the structure of the mitzvah of Shefa. What's the mitzvah of Shefa? Interesting Rashi Ramban. Plain Chumash and Rashi. Not too much. Chav Gimel Chav Dal. Okay? Dav be'al b'nei Yisrael leim ha'vachirish ha'shvi b'echa v'chirish et r'ashana yilachem shabasein it's a malacha zichrin shua mikra kedish. So Rashi says, what? Zichrin shua? Why not shua? Yilachem shabasein shua mikra kedish. Rashi says, zichrin psukei zichrinais u'psukei sheifarais rizkor lachem ha'kedas yitzchok shekarav tachtav ayo. Okay? So Rashi says, at the Pesukim of Zichreinus and the Pesukim of Sheifreis, that's what the Pesukim is Zichrein Shua. Not enough to blow Sheifer, but you have to also say the Pesukim, right? Interesting Rashi. According to Rashi, it comes out that the mitzvah of Sheifer is not just blowing, not just tear, but the mitzvah of Sheifer is a mirror. Interesting thing. A mirror. Sheifer is high, and Sheifer is not just might tear, but Sheifer is a mirror. As Rashi says, Zichrein Shua, right? Amazing, you have to say, enunciate certain psukim. So the mitzvah shefer is enunciation plus pius, right? Enunciation plus pius. It comes out that when you say machas, they say the chayas of shefer is. I'm biased, why not machas also? But when you say the chayas of shefer is, point to Rashi, right? It's the kium shefer midaraisa, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Kium shefer midaraisa, point to Rashi. That's why now for sure. So the question was, I mentioned the kasha, the Ramban has the kasha here, Ramban has the kasha, and Rashi says, how could you possibly say this? He says, that the Chayim Shefer is the Raisa, because the Gemara says the guy has two towns in front of him. One town they blow Shefer, the other town they say Malchus Chayim Shefer is, which town should you go to? So the Gemara says, you go to the town with a blow Shefer, according to Rashi. What? Because the Gemara says, hold the Raisa, what are above? The Gemara says, why should you go to the town of blow Shefer? The Shefer is the Raisa, and Malchus Chayim Shefer is the above. So according to Rashi, it's the friend of the Shefer, it's the Raisa. Why does the Gemara say Hadar Hadar Raisa? Why does the Gemara say Hadar Hadar Raisa? The answer is this, that when is the Rashi of the Kima the Raisa? But when is it the Kima the Raisa? The Gemara the Shefer. Rashi is very good. Rashi says the Chayim Shefer is the Raisa, right? But it's true it's the Raisa, but when is it the Raisa? Only if you have a Shefer, it's the Raisa. By itself, it's only the Rabbanan. That's why the Gemara says you have two cities. One is, right, you got it?
The Shefer by itself is the Raisa.
Shefer is definitely the Raisa. Shefer by itself is the Kima the Raisa. Okay.
Mir by itself.
That's right.
No,
Miro be the Rabbanan. Miro be the Rabbanan. But it's not the Rabbanan. That's the real Shef. What's the Kim and the Shef? See, the Rabbanan learned in Rashi that different sukkahs in the Chorinais, the Sukkah Shef race, Mizkor, Lacham HaKedis Yitzchor. So the Rabbanan learned in Rashi that the Kim and Bethmei Tzmusa, the Amiris of Sukkah. That's why you have the Kash and Rashi, you have two cities. But in Rashi, you have to say it's Kim Fnei Tzmusa, it's a Kim and Shefer. So if you have Shefer, it's Midoraisa. You don't have Shefer, it's not Midoraisa. Can I say anything? Okay. Why are there two mitzvahs here? Shefer is constructed of two elements, two separate components. The components are Amiras Pesukim plus. The Rabbi rejected it. I said, if that's the case, then how can you possibly say that I should go, that the town that only says the Kim Shefer is the bonus, the Raisa?
You have to go Rashi's problem.
So the answer is it's only the Raisa when it's together with Shefer. Why? Because it's not a component by itself, you see. It's the Kim and Shefer. So if you have Shefer, it's Middle Raisa. You don't have Shefer, it's Middle Rabbanan. The Gemara is speaking, we have two separate cities, so that's why there's not Shefer, so therefore it's not Rabbanan. Right? That's it. So I say that it's probably, according to the Ramban, the Chayinais and the Shefer is not a Kiyam and Shefer, but rather the Shefer is a Kiyam in the Tula, as the Chayinais Shefer. Probably the Ramban went the reverse. That because, you see, the question is, when you have Malchus and Shefer, so you have to be Tekeah. Now, what's the reason to be Tekeah? And Ramban does not make the concept of Tekeah. Why? That's the reason for it. Come to just make up new things. Come make up a Jera. Come to make up new mitzvahs that don't exist. You know what I mean? So you must say that there's some type of a Kiyam. So according to Rashi, there's a Chayinais and Shefer, a Kiyam and Shefer. That's why you have them together. According to Ramban, it's the reverse. That the Shefer is a Kiyam and the Chayinais and the Shefer. That's why the Ramban learned in Rashi that Rashi changed all structure because he didn't hold it in the frame of the Shefer, so I came in the Shefer. I don't know if they're older. Rashi says that it's Ma'atar Zuzu, which means that if you don't have the brachos, the Shefer's are good. You know, the Shefer's brachos are good. The Gemara says, wait, if you have a town that only goes Shefer, Malchus and Shefer, what do? You go to the town of Bar Shefer. Ma'akev, you can't go there. What difference is there? Ma'akev means they won't help. Yeah. And you follow it out, and this one is, like you said, that there must be, according to Rashi, two Kiyum in the Shefer. Okay? And we got to one Kiyum, it's Ma'akev. We got to one Kiyum. We got to another Kiyum. And it got to this point, Kiyum Shefer is not Machvesh, because see, the Mars of Eilat, you go to the city that's Mach. But there must be another Kiyum, which is formed by the Chamalchus and Shefer and Shefer. And we got to that second Kiyum, it's Machvesh. Now, Sheinikin and Tainish, the Gemara says, it's not. Because the Tainish is just two separate things, Shefer and Tzuba. But the Tzuba and Shefer are not interrelated to create a new Kiyum. Right? Now, the question is, what is that second Kiyum? That's why we don't have it. So we said, you got that part where about what the key is, the mystical key and lurking over there. You got that one?
No,
okay. Okay, right? All right. We have informed. Yeah. The only way to answer Rashi is in a separate key. Okay. Now I said, let's go back and take a look at the possible. It says different choice. Rashi says different choice means they should say Zichrenes and Shefres, right? That's what Rashi says. And then Abani and Takashi says, if you're going to tell me Zichrenes and Shefres is a key, Kashi you are, right? So we answered, no, that's not Kashi. Why? Because it's the key and Shefres, right? What if we say the other way? Let's say the other way. That really is a key of Zichrenes and Shefres per se, by itself. Key by itself, right? Now you're asking a cash if that's the case. The human is a high shepherd right by itself. The question is, why does the Gemara say go to the town? What?
The rice is not
the town where you have the Malchus penetration to the barn. The answer is because the Amiris Apsukim are incomplete unless it's accompanied. It's a qualification in Amiris Apsukim. Amiris Apsukim by itself is not enough. The Amiris Apsukim require the qualification of Shefer, the accompaniment of Shefer. If the accompaniment of Shefer is not this, then it's nothing, right? No, verse the order, not that different, not that the Amir is keen in the Shefer, but the Shefer is keen in the Amir. And without, it's a necessary condition of the Amir. It's more than just the keen. It's a necessary condition of the Amir. Without the Shefer, the Amir is nothing. They say, but no Shefer, no Shefer is nothing. So therefore, it's kind of like this. At the Rimut for the, where does the Gemara learn out that you have to really listen to the Shemara called Shefer from Yen Chu and Yamach, right? But then there's another pasuk in Vayikra, that's pasuk in Pirkos. There's another pasuk in Vayikra that says, Zichren Shur Mikra Kedesh. So there's two halachas in Shefer. One halacha, one kiyum in Shefer is Zichren Shur. One kiyum in Shefer, another kiyum in Shefer is Yon Shur. So you get the point of Mr. Shefer. So therefore, everything is very good. We'll answer the Kashan Rashi. Because the Gemara, they all have Kashan Rashi, Rashi and the Rav. I think the pasuk say that's Ma'at Vezuzu. It's not Ma'at Vezuzu. Right? You're going to tell me it is Mach Vizuzu. Is that what you want to say later? Go to this town, not to that town. It's worthless. The other town's not good. Right? Oh. The answer is like this. If you have one town that's dominating Malchus Fenish Shefer, another town is doing Kiyat Shefer, so it comes out the one that's doing Malchus Zichrenes and Shefer has no Kiyam at all with the Raisa. Because in order to have the Kiyam of Zichrenchur, you require Shefer. The other town that has the Shefer itself has the Enchuria. That's why you want to say about the Raisa, about the Rabbanan. But when the Gemara says Ma'ak v'zuzu, it means it's Ma'ak in the kingdom of Zichren Shur, it's Ma'ak. And it's Rashi Mishitasa, straight through from the Chumash. Right? So that's why Rashi learns very good. Ma'ak v'zuzu, ha'brachas v'ki is Ma'ak v'zuzu. The Ma'ak v'zuzu, not in the kingdom of Mitzvah of Yain Shur, but the Ma'ak v'zuzu in the kingdom of Mitzvah of Zichren Shur. Very good, huh?
Yeah. That's another Yuma. That's three Zion, Kamadari, Kamadari, Mitzvah, Kamadari.
What does that mean? All right. We should see the law of Yemeka for a much more. Right? According to Rashi, Ulcha Shecha means when? When it's in Kippur. Huh? When it's in Kippur. Ulcha Shecha always means Kaino Hashecha. Shabbat. The except for Yom Kippur early. So Rashi holds that what? As the Hebrew begins with. Why does Rashi have to say Meshikibu Lavi Yom Kippur? Rashi says, Yom Kippur, like you said, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Well, what does Rashi mean? Why does Rashi bring Meshikibu Lavi Yom Kippur? Let's say it wasn't a problem. The moment the guy was Makabo Yom Kippur is Machayah Vidu.
In the moment you have Yom Kippur, so that's when you have Yidui, right? That's what I said, right? Okay. Yom Kippur, Pesach, Yom Kippur is Mechayev Yidui. Not the Yitzum Eshel Yom is Mechayev Yidui, but the Pesach, Yom Kippur is Mechayev Yidui. Or they would say Yitzum Eshel Yom is Mechayev Yidui. Yitzum Eshel Yom is beginning from later. Right? So it's not Yitzum Eshel Yom, it's Pesach, Yom Kippur, that's Mechayev Yidui. Now what's L'Achar Achiloyah?
It could very well be, and I'm just taking a step, I guess I'm not figuring it out. And it would seem quite possible that
the whole reason why Yom Kippur is a separate halacha pays this Yom Kippur and not in any other Yom Kippur. It's not in the Kedushas on the end, because the Kedushas on the end is different than the Kedushas on the end, because it's different. Or Mahalo, I mean. Shabbos, Mahalo, and Kippur. There's no type of Shabbos. Right? So the answer is, because it's a separate part of the Kedushas on the end of Inu. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Rashi says very well, it's a Pshar, and there were, it's a Mahalo. And the son is, may Eric push out some of my fears. That's the Mahalo on the son. They see that the Rashi says openly that the one Rashi collaborates with Ram, 100%. Rashi is exactly the Ram. That the Kedushas HaYom, what we were saying before is stale. I mean, I see the Ram says it openly. Mm-hmm. From Rashi, we were assuming, you know, the Ram is openly. That the Kedushas HaYom, when Rashi said Lach HaChim, that's what he meant. That the Kedushas basis of Yom Kippur is tied in integrally with the Kedushas HaYom of Inui. Same. Not the Kedushas Yom, it's Malacha Ram, it's open the entire Kalacha Malacha Ram. Okay? When does Shabbat make Malacha? When does Malacha make Malacha? Ad HaKadim Shiyecho V'yishtek. Shema Titarach Daite Besuda. That's the problem. What does it mean? Oh, by the way, has the Ram learned that this Malacha over here? Let's read every Kim Im Chashecha. Has the Ram learned? Right, and let's read together the poem. Sheyachol me'erav hayoyim. Kedem sheyachol. Shemi yachonik besuda. Kedem sheyizvara. Yes, yeah, even talking to them. Listen. Mitzvah's reading on the poem. Sheyachol me'erav hayoyim. Kedem sheyachol. Shemi yachonik besuda. Kedem sheyizvara. So what is the mitzvah's reading? Mitzvah's reading on the poem. Sheyachol me'erav hayoyim. Kedem sheyachol. That shemi yachonik. Which means that really the mitzvah's reading was there was later. And they moved before because they're trying to choke. See? And what she was not like this. We do not push a yasko me'er of ayayin. That's the mitzvah. Then kodem she yechal, shema yechonik besuda, kodesh mitzvah. Everybody should do it also before she yechal. And really the mitzvah, essentially the mitzvah is when? No, essentially the mitzvah, yes, but before. Before.
Yeah.
Before. Right.
But who
added that? The mitzvah is when? The mitzvah is really
before you.
Before the Kedushas HaYom, Rashi learns, no, that the mitzvah is the doctor or the Kippur itself. That's in the Kabbalah, it's in the Kabbalah of Titus. Right? Now, Bon answered that question. And Bon held that, yeah, why has he do the mitzvah before Yom Kippur? The mitzvah is reading Yom Kippur, has to do it before Yom Kippur. And Bon says, because the halacha is that he has to, because the gavra has to be a shav on Yom Kippur. And the maisa mitzvah is before Yom Kippur. The tequila mitzvah is one. Is after Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur.
It's a shove right. On Yom Kippur.
Right.
You have to be
good question is, a big question is, it's the Rav asked this question. What do I care if he's going to choke? If he chokes, he's not tired of him as easy. Well, what do I care if he chokes? Well, that's what happens, he's going to choke. And a choke will die before. He wasn't tired, though. He wasn't tired. Right? Pata wasn't in Kippur. He's not worried about Vida, so guys should make Vida every time before he eats. They go about without Vida. Why is that?
Oh,
well, that's the answer that we have. Shema Tatarav Daitai. Shema Tatarav Daitai Besuda. Osha Tatarav Daitai Besuda means the guy has to really be a shav, the shasher, and kippeschal. But the only problem is that what? Problem is that he might get drunk and he won't be a shav because after he eats, he won't be in condition to do Vida. So therefore, they said he should do Vida before, so that when Yom Kippur arrives, he is in the condition of doing the shav. See? That's what Ramban learns. That is very good. Right? That's right. You should say Yom of Yom Kippur, Tshuva Yom Kippur. That's just the halacha that the Tshuva Yom Kippur. Be'er Hashem, the Torah, is part of Yom Kippur. If you don't do Tshuva Yom Kippur, you're lacking the Tshuva Yom Kippur. Means that's part of Rishon Yerim. It would seem that you have to say, very hard thing to say, that the mitzvah reading actually is begins before. The Ikar Din. What kind of say that? What kind of say? I think we know where we are, but there's maybe some. So, what do we have? Let's take Rashi. Mitzvah reading to be Mechashecha. And really, the Mechayef is Yom Kippur itself. Right? So why does Rashi? So what's the Gemara? What's the Gemara? I think this is a problem that Shem Tov Beitei. So what's the Gemara's answer? What's the answer? The answer is through before. Before is not Yom Kippur. Right? Still doesn't really matter. Everyone's trying to Rashi. The mission is really what? Make a day. Lacha Achila Meshekibo Olav Yom Kippur Rashi. Clearly, that's when the Chiyav really begins. Now, Shem Tov Beitei said, come do it before. But before is the time. I think Machayev is in Kippur. Is it before Machayev? Like a guy can't read the Megillah. The Megillah is not very simple. He doesn't really have them, okay? But Megillah there, and a guy, Megillah is the only case we have that the Kippur before the Machayev. For a man, he can't do a Kippur before. Guy's up there. Right? Before Machayev. That's the guy. Yeah, right? But the but ordinarily can't do that. Maybe I said, what kind of thing over here? It's a tune before Muhammad. There's no law like that. Nothing. Ralph Bishash Varakan Shachar Shasim is Vada Raha Shechu Yishta. Why again? Shemeira Divar Kilkoa Besuda. What does that mean? Let's say, for instance, he says, the Shema Ira Divar Kilkoa Besuda. But let's say we know that there was no Divar Kilkoa Besuda, according to Rashi. Don't do it again. The Gemara says, you shouldn't do it. He goes, let's do it. Because there's Mitzvah already. Right?
Rambam is.
There's Mitzvah already, right?
Rambam says, even without that, Rambam says, even though you would do it before, so you do it after the Rambam.
Right. So the problem is like this. Hold it. Chanukah told the Suda, then we wouldn't have to Mitzvah. Then Kippur B'chayiv is even right. Right? Right? Do it. And Rashi told us before, at the moment of Kippur Schal, Mishakibo Olav Yom Kippur. So now it's about the Avis, it's about the Shachar. It's about the Musa. The Musa, it's about the Mincha. The Mincha, it's about the Menila. It's called the Suda. What's the Zvaka Kola over here? Maybe the also one is Zvaka Kola. I think one is. So now it's about the Avis, it's about the Shachar. What's the Zvaka Kola over here? Maybe the author one is Zvaka Kola. I think one is. Call the Suda. I mean, we don't have to get neurotic about it. There it is. If the guy knows, there was no Zvaka Kola. The guy's a fun guy. There's lots of right cell phone. And there's one time, it was very close. You know, it was very close over there. One time, it was right there.
We should have tomorrow.
We should have the book on it.
We should say,
requires what? Requires
many
requires a gavra mitzvah. That's what requires. But he always has to be in a state of being misvada in the Kippur.
Why
do we talk to the Tshuva?
Because otherwise, Vida is not part of Yom Kippur. Vida by itself is not a key in Yom Kippur.
Yeah,
Kippur.
That's Kasha. Right.
Because
Tshuva. Yeah, Tshuva.
Now you got to do
that. Human Kippur, that's the thing. Because we are not just many Tua. Human Tulisim Kippur, that's the thing.
There's all complaint about the
key of
spirit
in the chipper.
Because really, I think
the chipper demands the.
Every chipper has to press the bush for
yam. Every chipper
has to press the
bush for yam. Should enunciate the bush for yam. See? Man, you're saying something else. That's what you're saying. That's a correlation. That's the case. You should have an atzuma. And atzuma, the yam is a. You do it yourself. The two in the Tzimtzum Kippur. Tzimtzum Kippur is different too. Tzimtzum must be the key of Avinu. You know what I mean?
No, it's a different
key.
The spirit
is
different.
How it's definitely Avinu's true. I don't think about it. My question is, do you want to know how? How is it? Why is the two in the Kippur final with Avinu? Why is he the final?
Ritzia Gaza.
That's the Hashem. The Shabbos Lashem. It's the Shabbos Lashem, right? Mm-hmm. Shabbos Lashem is
the
So what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is only the Kedusha Yom of Yom Kippur is not Lima. The Kedusha Yom of Yom Kippur is Tshuva. The Kedusha Yom of Yom Kippur is Tshuva, not Lima.
So how did Tshuva become Yom Kippur just because it's not Shabbos?
There's no difference. Right? That's for sure. Right. See, between Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, that's just like Shabbos. Everything is Shabbos. Right? But over here, the Lashem expresses itself not just in Tshuva itself, but the Lashem expresses itself in Tshuva as well, right? In Tshuva, right?
Tshuva.
Question is that you did before? No, no, no.